Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today we've got something really cool lined up. Absolutely, we're diving into why your nano banana pro prompts might be failing, and more importantly, how to fix them. This is going to be a game changer for a lot of folks, right? So picture this, you sit down, fire up the software, and type in what you think is a solid description. You hit enter, and what comes back looks something a toddler drew with their left hand. It's honestly frustrating. Oh man, that sounds all too familiar. I've definitely been there. What's the deal with that? Well, I was chatting with Riley Santos, our creative storyteller, just last week. They were trying to generate a sci-fi background for a video essay, but the AI kept throwing in weird artifacts. Turns out it wasn't the tool, it was a connection issue with the instructions. So it all comes down to how we're communicating with the AI, huh? Exactly. Today we're going to explore what banana pro prompts are actually for in 2025. This isn't just about throwing in keywords anymore. The system is trying to think like a human creative director. Wow, that's a big shift. So what's the mistake that people usually make? A lot of users still treat prompts like a Google search. For example, they might type in cool banana sunglasses and expect amazing results. But then they wonder why the lighting's flat or why the sunglasses are floating off the banana's face. Yeah, that makes no sense. It sounds like people are being way too vague. Totally. According to a Hostinger AI survey from December 2025, around 73% of AI users report failures due to vagueness. That's 3 out of 4 people getting bad results just because they're not specific enough. So if they just added more details, their success rate could double? Exactly. Think of it like ordering car parts. If you say, I need a water pump for F Ford, the parts store will want more info, like which model. It's the same for prompts. Give, nano, pro specifics, like lighting style, camera angle, texture, and mood. Got it. So the more precise you are, the better the results? Yes, and since the Gemini integration in October 2025, the system expects multimodal input. Users are now mixing text with reference images, and according to Google Gemini data, doing that boosts accuracy by 56%. Wow, that's a huge improvement, right? If you're still just using text for complex visual tasks, it's like driving with the parking brake on. Haha, that's a great analogy. What about those simple prompts? Why do they often crash and burn? Good question. Many casual users, about 40%, want quick results, like a funny image for a presentation. They type in something simple and expect the AI to fill in the blanks. But the AI has too much freedom and starts hallucinating details you didn't ask for. Like what? I remember when I first started, I typed mechanic working on car, and it generated a guy with 3 arms holding a wrench made of cheese. I hadn't told it not to do that. That's hilarious, but also a little alarming, right? A FlowGPT study from August 2025 showed that beginners have an 81.7% failure rate. That's like 2 times more than professionals. Sadly, around 54% of users walk away after just 3 failed attempts, thinking the tool is broken. So, it's really about the input? Exactly. Almost 82% of prompt failures trace back to non-specific instructions. By adding clear constraints, you can boost accuracy to 91.3%. Instead of saying banana on a beach, try photorealistic, nano. Banana character relaxing on a tropical beach at sunset, golden hour lighting, 4K resolution, highly detailed texture. That's a massive difference. It really is. Now, creators like YouTubers face a different issue, context bleed. They often try to do too much in one prompt, and that's when things get messy. What's context bleed? It's when the instructions for one part, like the background, start messing with the character instructions. I once tried to create a thumbnail where the background was on fire, but the AI kept setting the character on fire too. Oh no. That sounds chaotic, right? OpenAI's usage analytics from November 2025 found that 62.1% of prompts fail because of this issue. Structure is key here. I recommend the TPFC method, task, persona, format, constraints. Nice. So, what about the professionals who might be dealing with complex workflows? They often hit what we call long context overload. The AI can forget instructions halfway through a long task. FM Magazine reported that this problem crashes about 29% of sessions. That sounds frustrating. It is, but there's a technique called anchoring, where you remind the AI of the main goal every few paragraphs. This cuts failures by roughly 62% in complex workflows. That seems pretty straightforward. Exactly. And if you're looking for a better workflow, few-shot prompting is incredibly effective. Instead of asking for something with zero examples, give the AI two or three examples before making your request. That's a smart way to guide it. Yes, FM Magazine reported that. Few-shot prompting delivers about four times better results than zero-shot prompting. It's like training an apprentice. You need to show them how to think. I love that analogy. It's all about communication. Absolutely. Finally, don't forget about the newer auto-tuning features in Nano, Banana, Pro. They can reduce failure rates dramatically. Wow, it sounds like the tools are really evolving to make things easier for us. Definitely. Remember, clear communication with the AI is key. If something fails, don't just run it again. Change the structure, add an example, or use a delimiter. Jordan, fantastic advice. So to summarize, being specific, using context properly, and trying out new techniques can make a huge difference in our results. Exactly. Keep experimenting and don't ignore the updates. Multimodal inputs will be the standard going forward. Awesome. That's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.